Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect.
Hi everyone, it's Megan Ingram here, and while Kathy is just searching through her drawers for some treats, I thought I'd take over and talk a little bit about side hustles. So
I'm here. You're the queen of side hustles. I'm the queen of mint chocolate right now, though.
Oh, it looks pretty delicious. It's a pity that we can't share it down the wires.
Oh, that's a problem for you.
It is a problem for me. No chocolate in my drawers. So let's talk side hustles. We have a bit of a side hustle on the side, which is called Team Talk. And it's been going for about 4 years now. Is that right, Kathy?
I think we're going into our fifth.
Our fifth
and
year.
I did it for a year solo before that, so I don't even know the math really.
Yeah.
But got to say, it's one of our favourite things.
It is. Actually, it is one of my favourite things. And to hear it be 4 years, that's amazing that 4 years has gone by.
It's a lot of avocado on toast.
It is. It is. This is where we do our best planning, isn't it, over breakfast and avocado. So let's talk a little bit about how Team Talk kind of came about. As you said, it kind of kicked off with you.
Should we say what it is?
Well, maybe we should.
We can't just run on the assumption that the whole universe knows. So how would you describe it?
Look, I think Team Talk is it's regular, bite-size. It's an hour a month. Professional development that comes directly to the clinician or directly to the team. So there's no travel, there's no accommodation that's needed. It's literally lunchtime chat on a great topic.
And we pick the topics that we like and that we're interested in, and we pick the topics that we sometimes know the least about. And they're really good all-round, whole team clinical topics for allied health professionals and assistants, even admin, even customer service team, who are working with children and families. So we sat there in planning mode. We actually did it December last year, and we sat, what do we want to know about? And what hasn't sort of progressed for a while? And what haven't you read about for a while? So we pick out the topics that we want to know, and then we sort of take it away, and then we kind of talk to other people about it. And it turns out they're the topics that everyone else wants to know as well.
Absolutely. We've been pretty much on the money with those topics too. Yeah. And I think
if we say so ourselves.
If we say so ourselves, that's right. But I think it's also, because they're really relevant for us, and therefore when we, you know, test them out with us, relevant for other people as well. I think it's also a great combination of speech and OT, and as part of our team on the call, we have psychologists and physiotherapists as well. So instead
educators,
of it just being
parents.
Educators, so instead of just being discipline specific, it gives this really broad, nice, round exposure and discussion to the people on the call. So is that what Team Talk is?
Yeah, that is it. It's a teleconference. It's a monthly teleconference where we are super prepared. We've done our homework and we'll bring in a guest, or else we'll have a pretty structured sort of format to follow on key pediatric therapy topics, 101, 201, 301. Yeah. We wrangle guests where we can. But I guess it's, like, we really like it, and great excuse for us to catch up, and we have several side hustles between us. But it winds right back to the problems that we noted in the industry years ago. Mm. Can you remember some of those core?
Yeah, look, I think when we're looking at PD budgets, I think in every environment are tight. There's never surplus money. Oh, look, we haven't spent it. Let's go spend. So I think there's that competing kind of thing about getting really great PD and the latest kind of PD in a really economical way. And I think one of those that was a really big motivator for us at the start was to bring relevant team-focused professional development to people so that they could be up to date with what's going on out there?
I think the emphasis is on the whole team.
Yeah.
One of the problems that I've certainly noticed is that there's this siloing, if you like, of professional development, that OTs do supervision and PD with other OTs or speeches, so on and so forth. Whereas if you cut it the other way, there are so many topics, I would probably say most topics, that really are applicable to every profession and equally relevant to educators and parents and assistants and some of your customer service team as well. So we're getting into that space so that I guess there's really good value for working with us for the year because, yeah, it cuts across all disciplines. Doesn't matter whether you're an OT, physio, speech, psych, assistant.
Yeah. And I think if you're in a single discipline clinic, it gives you that knowledge and perspective of a broader team. And I think if you are working in a multidisciplinary team, it sets up a really nice discussion after the call within your team to keep talking about how what we've talked about applies in your local environment or what you need to know more about or, you know, how that might change your practice too.
Some of the businesses that have joined Team Talk, the whole team watches it and uses it as the base for the clinical part of their team meeting. So that's kind of cool that we're, you know, interfering with whole teams.
Yeah. And look, within my own private practice, I use
it.
So I sign up my new graduates just to get them started on that role of across discipline stuff. Because I don't want my guys to be just siloed either. They need to have that awareness across the team. We have a multi-disc team within our practice, but this just gives them the confidence and I guess some knowledge in which to go into some of those discussions as well. They love it.
So if we summarise some of the challenges that we've noticed that have motivated us, it's about value for money and it's about budget. It's about cost and convenience, so no accommodation, no travel. The ability to cut across those silos and get really great paediatric therapy input in there, which can be really hard to find in the market. You often go off to do something really specific or really high level, but...
Yeah, and I think that's the power too because you could put all of your PD budget in a particular silo and get one big piece of information about one topic. But with Team Talk, you're getting, you know, 10 different topics throughout the year and really robust discussions. So,
yeah. I think the other thing we noticed was the number of people going offshore for PD. And look, we've done that. I've flown all over the world to do different programs at different times. But I guess we... call the context of the NDIS, we call the context of Medicare or private health or our education departments as well. So it just kind of removes a layer of interpretation when we can put the clinical content we have access to straight into the Aussie environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Aussie relevance really comes out in the stuff that we put in our show notes too because you've got links and things like that that you can go immediately to that are relevant for where you are.
And that there is a show note for every single episode, which we should edit this out. We probably need to go back and check and make sure that they're all still good.
We should. Well, we did. Actually, we did do that not that long ago, but maybe it's time to do it again. Yeah.
Keep them good and sassy. So on top of all of that, we kind of set out to really present core knowledge, not discipline-specific knowledge, not always diagnostic specific, not age or stage specific, really, really good general child development, family development, educational, disability, different needs, so on and so forth, pulling out some of those big nuggets out of there as well. We've also been able to wrangle in friends, people who ended up being our friends, people we've never met, and just pulled in off the street. And it's great having a guest because you get a bit of variety from us, but we get to learn a ton as well. But we have so much Aussie talent here.
And it's so wonderful to be able to utilise that too. I think I love it when we've got a guest in because I can, or we can, quiz and talk. There's no topics off, no questions out of bounds or anything. So you can really, it's an open forum to really get the most out of these experts in the field.
So if I kind of leap off this idea of forum, that's a really cool word about it, because when people sign up for Team Talk, they get access to a portal and it's pretty easy to find your way around in there. It's pretty functional. It's pretty pretty actually, like the colours in it. And you get the 2020 program, which is going to be 10 sessions from March to December, first Tuesday of the month, except for that horse race thing in November. But you actually get the whole library. You get the whole 40 hours, the four lots of 10 sessions for the last 4 years. So there's 40 hours of content in there. Can you remember some of the topics off the top of your head?
Yeah, look, we've done stuff on NDIS. We've done stuff on social skills. We have a great one on running groups. We've got some feeding therapy in there as well, and offering different approaches to feeding therapy as well. So offering a variety of approaches. There's lots of information in there around autism diagnosis, transitions from primary school into secondary school, as well as
teenage programs.
I remember, Krista did an amazing presentation last year about transition off to secondary school and the things we need to be thinking about. And I wrote down quite a number of things there that I hadn't quite covered before. So there's a wealth of topics in there, as well as very specific kind of months where we've done cerebral palsy, Fragile X.
Fragile X coming up this year.
We've got Fragile X coming up, yeah. So heaps of content. And I think it's a really nice way in which you can, if you've got something coming up in your caseload and there's a topic in there that's relevant, you can just download it and listen to it and get up to date.
Enjoy our dulcet tones.
Absolutely.
I can't believe you forgot executive function.
Oh, my goodness. I can't. Do you know what? Executive function is my favourite. That was the last one in December last year. And the absolute wisdom of Sarah Ward. There was so much to check out there. So
Premies, we did one on Premies, little dudes. I'm going back through the list now. Transition to secondary school, that was a good one. Krista was very, very cool. Special supports for complex families. We did one on functional assessment and how to write those functional assessment reports in there as well.
Super relevant for NDIS, yeah. There was also that really amazing one that we had on diet and how gut health really impacts on these guys. And that was, I think, last year or the year before.
Yeah, all good. So lots and lots of topics in there as well. Oh, I've just found another one. Hang on. I just want to check on this one. Yeah, the gut health we did in June last year. So lots of topics. You've got a little bit of a clue about what is in there. And you've got the idea that you've got access to a portal. And we keep them on the same first Tuesday of the month from 1 till 2. And we absolutely love it when people turn up live because, you know, it makes us feel special. And we can do questions and answers and we learn a ton of stuff with the sharing that happens in the chat box. But they're all recorded. Every single one is recorded and up into the portal within 24, 48 hours. So even if you can't join us live, you have access to the recording and the show notes for as long as your membership exists, and you've got tons of time to get back in and have a really good poke around. We also know how busy everybody is, and we have some reminder emails go out so that if it's not falling straight into your diary, you can get some emails from us so that it stacks the deck of you being able to join us live, which is really where the most fun starts and stops.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think if you're able to join us live, while not mandatory, it's really cool because that's where that really robust discussion happens. And the questions, you get to ask questions and discussion, and it's a free environment, safe environment to ask anything you like, because often with the questions, they're questions that I had as well. So,
You really get to see Megan wave her arms around and me sip on tea. So it's all there. It's just like being at lunch with us. It's really good.
Come have lunch with us.
You have the list of the 2020 program anywhere nearby? Are we that organised?
No, we're not that organised. Let me just see if I can pull it up.
I could probably get it quicker than you are.
You probably can.
Right, success factors for schools.
Yes.
Coming up in March.
Good transition. Fragile X is on there.
Pro tips for working with allied health assistants.
that's a really relevant one for so many practices and so many therapists at the moment.
Best practice considerations for children with hearing impairment?
Yes, and I think we've got a very special guest joining us for that one, a teacher of the deaf, to share her wisdom.
We're hearing a lot about therapists running intensives. And so we've got someone who, well, we've put the invitation out for someone to join us who's been running intensives for positive outcomes for a long time. So looking forward to that one.
It's a bit of a buzz one.
Yeah. I'm trying to race through them now. Handwriting know-how. Ooh, forgot about that one. That's a goodie.
Yeah.
And then we've got helping families navigate their child's degenerative condition. You and I both know some very incredible families.
Yeah.
Alcohol spectrum, FASD, we've got coming up in October. And then bringing it home is sensory integration disorder, current status around SI and sensory processing. And we'll get into that old chestnut. And then toilet training right at the end.
Yeah. So another great year of topics.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
So by the time you're hearing this, there'll be a show note and there'll be a link where you can register. We are starting on the first Tuesday in March, but every single year people join us in April and May and June. And that's okay. We just love it when you join us full stop. But don't worry if you're hearing this after March or at any time, really. You can join any time and you will get the whole backlog. Mm. And you'll be able to join us live in the upcoming episodes, but you'll be able to have access to the library as well. So somewhere near where you're listening, there will be a link to click through to our landing page where you'll see all the topics and you'll be able to check on in and join the club.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's, you know, this year, that's 50 hours, Kathy. I'm just thinking about it. It's 50 hours of team talk that people are going to have access to.
Gosh, that's probably issue an apology. Good though, that's been 50 breakfasts.
It has been 50 breakfasts. Lots of cheese, I think, too. Bit of cheese
coffees,
in there as well.
Yeah. 50 coffees. 50, yeah, that's a lot. That's good. I'm really proud of that, I must admit.
Me too. And the other thing we should mention too is that there is a Facebook page for Team Talk as well, which we post relevant content on there of, you know, what we're talking about and what Kathy and I are both seeing in social media around pediatric therapy. So that's also a great place to go and follow and join up and like all the things so you can get that content as well.
Alrighty. Cool. Is that it? Is that everything?
I think have we shared the message? I think
we haven't
had
any lipstick on yet.
I know. Well, I'm looking forward to 2020 team talk. So it's going to be a ripper.
Absolutely. The top drawer is stocked with chalk. So good. Alrighty.
Okay. Well,
that's it. We'll just see everybody in Team Talk in March.
We'll see you all there in March. Check out the
standing room only.
We'll see you then.
See you later.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues.